Our Daniel slot this week goes to Tipperary because he's telling us all about the wonders of Slieve na Mon.
Alone, all alone, by the wave-washed strand, all alone, in a crowded hall. The hall, it is gay, and the waves, they are grand, but my heart, it's not here at all. It flies far away by night and by day to the times and the joys that are gone. And I never can sweet maiden I met in the valley near Slieve na Mon. In the festive fall, by the wave wash, my restless spirit flies. My love, oh my love, shall I ne'er see you more? Oh my land, will you ever by day, I ever, ever pray, while lonely my life flows on, to see our flag unroll, and my true love to enfold, in the valley near Slieve na Mon. It flies far away by night and by day to the times and the joys that are gone, and I never can forget the sweet maiden I in the valley near Slieve na Mon.
Daniel O'Donnell and Slieve na Mon. We're going to liven it up a bit because we're having Declan Nerney. Now, Declan is becoming more and more popular here in Ireland. He's pulling in the crowds wherever he appears. But before I play the track, a little bit of explanation. County Clare on the west coast of Ireland is well known for its traditional music. Yes, I know we've said on the programme that County Donegal must be the most sung about county in Ireland, and I still stand by that. But County Clare, well, it boasts its own style of traditional music, and it's well known throughout the world, and particularly among traditional musicians. They all try and make, at some stage in their life, a pilgrimage to County Clare. Declan Nerney now is going to tell us all about the music of County Clare, but before he starts, in the beginning he talks about listening to Dingo on the radio many years ago, sometime in the 50s. There used to be a guy, a comedian called Dingo, that was his name. Well, he was from Cork, it wasn't his real name, but we won't go into that now. And Dingo's programme was on a Sunday afternoon, and he used to have Irish set dancing, and people would actually listen to the set dancers dancing on the radio. And that's why there was always a wonderful advertisement that says, Jinjo, who brought dancing to radio. Now, you'll hear Declan Ernie talking about the Kilfenora Cayley Band. You all know now about Cayley bands and how they used to, a bunch of musicians used to get together to play for the Irish dancing. I think that's enough explanation for that one. Here's Declan Ernie telling us all about the music of County Clare.
Of the jigs and the reels and ciphers turned in Joe. I hear on Bob Mahonan on the Alpine radio. I've heard it said 100 times from Dingle to Kildare. Hey, go north for spuds and south for a wife, for music to County Clare. The Kilfenora and Kelly band are around for a century. They've paid their way through two world wars and the times of misery. That famous start that Kitty gave, they raised her rafters high. That Kilfenora Kelly band, our fairs on pride and joy. Now the Willy Clancy summer school is the greatest of them all, as the flock to Milton Malvey from Japan to Montreal. With magic sounds of pipes and bow ringing everywhere, and the jigs and reels flow freely in the good old County Clare. Within the Banner County there's another famous band, and like the Kilfenora there's a touch of the master's hand. With two taps on the outer box the dancers take the floor, as the Tull and the Cayley bands strike up the books of four and more. That's why I've always loved the jigs and the reels and ciphers turned in Joe. I hear on Bob Mahone on the Alpine radio. I've heard it said 100 times from Dingle to Kildare. For a wife, but for music to County Clare. Oh, not for spuds and sun for a wife. For music to County Clare.
Well-deserved applause there for Declan Nerney and the music of County Clare. Was it on last week's programme, or the week before, that I played Michael O'Duffy singing the song Lovely Derry on the Banks of the Foyle? We'll be hearing Michael later on in the programme. But here's another song, a more sort of up-to-date song about Derry City. The song itself was written by Phil Coulter. Yes, you know the one I'm talking about, The Town I Love So Well. But this is an unusual recording of said song, because it's done by, well, the latest craze in country and Irish music, Nathan Carter. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of biographical work on Mr. Carter before next week's programme. I do know he hails from Liverpool originally, but here in Ireland, he is, well, he's not quite as big as Daniel, publicity-wise, or popularity-wise, I should say, but he's almost, wherever Nathan Carter plays, the venues are packed. And here he is with a song, and he's also accompanied by Phil Coulter, who wrote the song, telling the story of Derry, or Londonderry, whichever you wish to call it, you have a choice. And it tells the story of how when they were young, they had some fun in Derry and how they were all growing up. And then things changed when the troubles started. And, well, the song finishes up, What Have They Done to My Town? But it's self-explanatory. Nathan Carter's interpretation of The Town I Love So Well. We'll open up with a bit of applause, I think, for Mr. Carter.
And a great pleasure to join you in this most recent version of The Town I Loved So Well.
In my memories, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our school played ball by the old guest yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called the women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, whilst the men on the door played the mother's role for the children, and then they watched the dog. And when times got tough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride for the town I loved so. There was music there in that dairy air, like a language that we could all understand. I remember that day when I earned my first pay. I played in a small pickup. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. There I'd learned how life, and I found me a wife in the town I loved so. But when I returned, how my eyes had burned, and to see how a town, it could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars, and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old cashier home, and that damned barbed wire gets higher and higher with their tanks and their guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I loved so well? Now the music's gone, but they still carry on. Their spirit's been bruised, but never broken. They will not forget that their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. What's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost, well, it's lost and gone forever. Well, I can only pray for a bright brand new day in the town I love. So town I love so.
Now, I'm going to surprise you, because I think that's one of the best recordings of that song there is. I've heard quite a number of them, but that, first of all, he gives it his full feeling. It's full of feeling. It's full of atmosphere, probably because it's recorded at a live gig. But there's a wonderful atmosphere, and I think the orchestra and the music behind him just lends itself to that. That was Nathan Carter and his interpretation of The Town I Love So Well. Now, at the beginning of the programme, I mentioned the fact that we would be playing songs that weren't necessarily Irish songs. It was a game to point out that Sounds Irish is not necessarily every track an Irish song. This one, for instance, but it is sung by an Irish artist, a very accomplished Irish artist. I speak of Michael English, and I'm going to dedicate this to any listener or listeners to Sounds Irish, no matter what part of the world you're in. If this is your anniversary, well, this is dedicated to you. It's a wonderful interpretation of a song by Michael English. Happy anniversary.
I've watched the gold in your hair turn silver, and the sparkle in your eyes dim more each day, and the clutch of your hand getting deeper. All these things say it wasn't yesterday. So darling, happy anniversary. You made my life for me. Once again, thanks for the my darling, happy anniversary. The paper we signed has turned yellow. Its crumbly edges fail to tell its age, and its meaning we'll cherish forever. But in the book of our lives, it's just a page. So darling, happy anniversary. You made my life for me. Once again, thanks for the memory. My darling, happy anniversary. My darling, happy anniversary.
Shiva Geistuk Sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bollard.
Mm-hmm. CGB Productions presents the rich, warm voice of Joe Bollard with his album Songs I Like to Sing, including well-known songs.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
Songs of a religious nature. And including that great Welsh song, La Vanwy. Songs I Like to Sing by Joe Bollard. Available from iTunes and all other good download retail sites. From TGB Productions. Simply the best.
Lively foot-tapping music there from Daydamon, and they were playing a piece called The Hearty Boys from Ballymote, which is in County Sligo, by the way, and they were having some fun, were they not? I want to play for you now my favourite Jim McCann track. He had a huge hit with the song Grace, but we're not going to play that. He also sang with the Dubliners for quite some time, but here, in his own right, a solo from Jim McCann, telling us the story of the girl that he met down by Christchurch. And the track is entitled Easy and Slow. And I lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I rolled up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Now, there's a line in it that you may find a bit, you may not be aware of it. It says, me arms were around her Beyond in the Park. The park is Phoenix Park, which is one of the biggest parks in Europe, actually. A wonderful place, but enough prattle, Joe. Here's Jim McCann and Easy and Slow.
T'was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a gentle young maiden and not a bit shy. She told me her daddy, who came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As she lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. If ever you go to the town of Dungannon, you may search till your eyes, they are empty and blind. Be you walking or running or sitting or standing, a girl like Annie you never will find. What's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As she lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Street down to the Liffey, the sunshine's gone, the evening grew dark. Along by Kingsbridge and be God in a jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. What's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Some years ago, when I was presenting a daily programme on our local radio station here in Bray, I had the good fortune to interview Jim McCann. That was shortly after the release of the single Grace. And I found Jim an excellent man, a great guy. We had a good laugh and a good chat. There, Jim McCann and Easy and Slow. Jim, an icon in Irish ballad scene. And here's another icon in Irish folk music, actually. Not so much ballads, I would say, but more folk music. Although she does sing some contemporary stuff as well. I speak of Mary Black. A little confession here. Over the last couple of weeks, there's been a commercial on our television for Specsavers. in which a shepherd is supposed to be shearing the sheep, but because he can't see properly, he's shearing his dog. But there's music playing in the background, and it intrigued me as to what it was. And I had to go and hunt and explore and inquire and ask. Eventually, I came across the track. Here's Mary Black's version. Now, Mary is a member of, or was a member of, and still is a member of the Black family. So talented. We've featured them quite often on Sounds Irish. But here, Mary's singing Oscailga, as we say, or in Irish, Magillamar, which means my hero. And she sings it beautifully. That was Mary Black and Magillamar. I've just been wondering, when you listen to this, how many versions of this next song have I played on Sounds Irish since we began? Now, the recent version I played was by the High Kings, and we've also had Van Morrison's version with the Chieftains. But I came across the other day a version by a group called Mythology. Now, I'm speaking of the song The Star of the County Down, and I'm not quite sure what they do with this, but when I heard it, I said, yeah, I'll play that on Sounds Irish, because that's what it is. It's an Irish song. Now, I can't tell you much about Mythology, but I'll do some Google for them as well before next week's programme. Here they are with a lively version of The Star of the County Down.
In Banbridge town in the County Down, one morning last July, by a mowing green met a sweet colleen. She smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself to see I was really there. From Banshee Bay up to Derry came, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid or scene like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down.
As she onward sped, sure I scratched me head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? She smiled at me, and he said, says he, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the County Down.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cave, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down.
It was never smith since my roving career began, but fair and square I surrendered there to the charms of Rosie McCann. Had a heart to let down her tenant yet, had I met in a shawl or gown. But in she went and I asked no rent from the star of the County Down.
From Banshee Bay up to Derry Cave, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down.
At the harvest fair, she'd be surely there when I dress in me Sunday clothes, with me shoes shine bright and me hat cap right, for a smile from me nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till me plough is a rust coloured brown. Till a smiling bride by me own fireside is the star of the County Down.
From Banshee Bay up to Derry Cave, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Banshee Bay up to Derry Cale, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Once again, some well-deserved applause there for Mythology and their version, a lively version of The Star of the County Down, far removed from the old 78 recording of John McCormack that we had when I was growing up. Now, I promised you earlier on that we'd have a track from Michael O'Duffy. I've always been a big fan of Michael O'Duffy, as I've told you so often on the programme. I had the pleasure of working with him for a very short, well, it was a three-night session that we had in, I think it was the Clontarf Castle, way back in the year dot, and I find him a thorough gentleman. Here he's singing a song that, once again, as I say so often on Sounds Irish, my dad used to sing, and, well, it's entitled The Old Boreen. Now, a boreen is a lane or a little road. Here's Michael O'Duffy.
Ah, whisper into Cape Muldoon.
I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. T'was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May, I was coming from the fair at Clapamore. I was driving home a purty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I stepped inside to light me pipe as any man would do, when going to or coming from a fair. Then I spied a lovely colleen with two eyes of melting blue, and begorra then my heart felt very queer. I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from me father's down a neighbouring boreen, when I saw my Kitty tripping like a fawn. She smiled at me so shyly I felt as in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till dawn. The next time that I saw her, I told her of my love. She even blushed and let her basket fall. Then says she, go on your schemer, giving me a gentle shove, and hinted, ask me father when you call.
I love to ramble down the old Boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, whispering to Kate Muldoon. Well, her father, he consented, for to see I know you well, and if Kate Muldoon agrees to be your wife, you can have her hand and blessing and a tidy bit of land. So we're married now and settled down for life, and we have three bonny children, perhaps we'll have some more, to keep us young and brighten up the scene. So when their turn comes for courting, now what better could they do if like us they ramble down the old Boreen? I love to ramble down the old Boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon.
A whispering.